Good afternoon. I'm Ken Bassita. This is your Pix Now update. Some new details now on a shooting near San Francisco's Aquatic Park. We've just learned a second suspect has been arrested and a firearm recovered at the scene. At about 9:30 last night, a suspect was shot by a U.S. Park police officer and is still in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. The Park police officer was not hurt. Police have yet to say what led up to that shooting, and right now they're asking for the public's help with any details involving the case. And we're keeping an eye on a developing situation out of Fremont. This construction site has been shut down for the day. Officials are investigating what caused a tower made of steel rebar to topple over, sending three construction workers to the hospital, one of them with critical injuries. Chopper 5 overhead, the job site off Durham Road near 680, and you can see that collapsed 20-foot section. Officials say that it was about 1,000 pounds of rebar that fell on top of those workers.
Yeah, they climb the tower, they clip onto the top, and what they do is then they tie in these towers to make them much stronger. So as they put their cement pillars, as they put up base layers, as they put up walls, this is part of that construction. So it was probably in the most vulnerable part of its construction that these individuals were clipped to.
The construction company says that the tower was set into a concrete foundation and they had every reason to believe it could handle the weight of two people. Cal/OSHA now handling the investigation. Meanwhile, President Trump taking aim at California once again, this time over the state's handling of wildfires. Scientists believe that climate change and rising temperatures are making California's fires worse. But the president lashed out at California's leadership, saying they need to clean up the state's forests to prevent fires from spreading. The president also threatened to cut off federal aid for firefighting.
What's happening should never happen. I go all over the country and I meet with governors. The first thing they say is there's no reason for forest fires like that in California. So I say to the governor, or whoever's going to be the governor of California, better get your act together, because California, we're just not going to continue to pay the kind of money that we're paying because of fires that should never be to the extent. But it's costing our country hundreds of billions of dollars because of incompetence in California.
And as you heard there, the president said aid to California costs hundreds of billions of dollars, but actually, according to the National Interagency Fire Center, the total federal firefighting costs less than $3 billion in 2017. Moments ago, U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein and State Senator Kevin DeLeon faced off in what is slated to be the only debate before Election Day for the U.S. Senate seat. KPIX 5 political reporter Melissa Kane has more.
So the debate is over. Candidates are still taking some questions, but some commentary on what we just saw here. Kevin DeLeon is down by double digits behind Senator Dianne Feinstein. He really needed a breakout moment here at this event. It does not look like it happened. For one thing, he didn't even refer to her by her name. He referred to her sort of vaguely as Washington or the establishment. And that kind of thing really prevented the candidates from going toe-to-toe, having the kind of intense arguments and discussions that might have provided a real platform for him to get some momentum. So here at the end of this debate, as people are picking up their things and asking their final questions, at this point, it does not look like anything has changed in this U.S. Senate race. Live in San Francisco, Melissa Kane, KPIX 5.
Lyft, the ride-sharing company, taking its monthly subscription experiment nationwide. The company launched its all-access plan. Riders with this subscription pay $299 every month for 30 rides worth up to $15 each. That's a savings of up to $5 per ride. If a ride costs more, goes over $15, the rider pays the difference. Lyft has been tinkering with its subscriptions since earlier this year. Netflix scores a big win. The streaming company now has more than 137 million international subscribers, 7 million of those joining in the most recent quarter, and that is about 2 million more than they expected. Now they're expecting even more growth. They predict about 9 million more subscribers to join by the end of the year. At closing, Netflix stock was up about 5%. New details on the lucky winner of the $1.9 million ticket sold at the Marina Safeway in San Francisco. Turns out it's an employee, a Safeway worker who works in the bakery. He picked 5 out of the 6 Mega Million numbers. His manager tells us all of his colleagues are excited for him.
I believe I was screaming for joy. All of my employees started congregating around the customer service center to congratulate him.
That's a tough job working in the bakery at Safeway. The Mega Millions jackpot, now a whopping $900 billion. Since no one has claimed the prize, the next drawing is on Friday. So would you return to work if you won $1.9 million? We asked you all on Twitter, and 64% of you said yes, you would go back to work. 36% said, heck no, I'm going to Hawaii. One toy company has come up with a golden way to sell more toys. This new cereal is paying tribute to the Golden Girls. It's now on sale in select Targets and online stores. The box depicts the iconic sitcom's four central characters, Dorothy, Blanche, Sophia, and Rose. In an anime-style illustration, each box comes with a collectible figurine inside. Company Funko makes both the cereal and the toy. Golden Girls, you have to go back a ways for that one. We'll be back with another update at the top of the hour, and you can watch, listen to our updates, your favorite platforms, including our website, KPIX.com, or on our KPIX Facebook page.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life's chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX 5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.